Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. We are broadcasting to you live from our brand new radio studio in Trevose, Pennsylvania. What do you guys think?
I love it.
Beautiful.
Michelle loves it.
It's better than the basement.
Well, we're all sitting in different places. I have to say I'm a little discombobulated.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know where to look.
Oh, I feel like I'm in trouble.
Well, you are.
You're all the way over there.
She was relegated.
Joe Haley is here, everybody's favorite managing editor. Joe, you're hosting a big Christmas Eve bash at your house. What's the highlight of that event?
Joe's drunkenness.
No. Oh, I made 10 pounds of meatballs this year, so.
Wow.
First time ever homemade meatballs.
Very exciting. Michelle Bell.
Yes.
Editor of Supplier Global Resource. What is Santa bringing you for Christmas this year?
Things from Tiffany's.
Very nice.
Oh, my God.
Kathy Houston is here, and she's preparing to burn the Christmas turkey again.
Yes,
I
am. Yes.
You're hosting Christmas at your house.
Yeah, I always do.
Do you have the phone number for the pizza place at the ready?
I have all those phone numbers, Andy.
Okay, good.
I'm promotional magnets.
Just making sure.
Andy Cohn is going to spend the holidays in Tuckahoe. Now you've got your Hanukkah bush / Christmas tree all
trimmed. Christmas tree. It's all ready to go.
Yeah. All right.
Cooking a big feast.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Good to see you. Now we've got new guy working the tech booth, Matt.
So if there's
any glitches today, be sure to blame Matt. And Samantha Tucker, we have the pleasure of having her answering your phone calls today.
She's on the phone.
You can call us at 215-953-4979. We'll take your calls any topic. However, we especially want to talk today about investments for 2011. A lot of businesses are looking to spend money on marketing, technology, and other things. If you have any questions or challenges, call us 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the air, what is Santa going to bring you?
Bring me or them?
Bring the callers.
Oh, bring a $25 Visa gift card.
You're already on the air. You don't have a choice.
All right.
So okay.
You have a chance to score $25 right before the holidays.
Would
Joe,
be awesome.
What else is on tap for today's show?
All right. We have some ways to energize your sales force for the new era. Kathy has a look at that. Michelle has the best top 10 list of 2010. Andy's going to look at resolutions to grow your business in 2011. I have a little piece about a woman who was suing McDonald's. A woman. It says woman. Sues McDonald's over Happy Meal. And we'll get into that. We also have our favorite things today, and we have some other items if we have time for it, including USB drives are now considered collectible art. But first, we're going to start everything off with Andy Cohn and the industry news in 60 seconds.
Take it away,
I'm getting
Andy.
Hit in the head. All right, thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with layoff news for the largest distributor in the industry. Staples Promotional Products announced that it will close one of its Iowa plants and reduce staff at another facility nearby. Effective in January, Staples will lay off 59 employees at sites in the towns of Hawarden, Iowa, and Marcus, Iowa. While the company said demand at these sites was down, it said its overall sales in the fourth quarter and full year 2010 are up, quote, double digits over last year. On to product news now. Counselor Top 40 distributor 4 Imprint has announced its top promotional products for 2010. The list of 11 items, which were the highest rated by 4 Imprint's customers, includes a grocery tote bag, a pen, two different sizes of business card magnets, and a golf umbrella. The complete list can be viewed at www.4imprint.com. Economic news now. The confidence of small businesses in the U.S. this month reached its highest level in 3 years, according to the National Federation of Independent Businesses. The optimism index increased for the fourth straight month, thanks to gains in job fulfillment and capital spending. Plus, make sure to check out a special edition of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot today?
I'll tell you, we have some new products that we're going to look for ways to use them in 2011. So we're already thinking ahead into next year.
All right.
Next week.
That's not that far away, so good.
Well, thank you, Andy. That's some good news on the small business front. We're getting a lot of good economic news.
Yes, there's lots of good.
Bodes well for 2011, doesn't
it? Indicators, as they say.
Mm-hmm. All right. As the economy improves, I'm sure people are looking to the best way to allocate their resources. So we're going to take your calls now at 215-953-4979. If you have any questions on how to spend your money next year, we've got answers for you and a $25 Visa gift card. And we already have a caller on line one. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Well, I'm a distributor, and I'm thinking about how to start off my next year. So I'm wondering, you know, if you have any advice, should I hire a new salesperson? Should I hit one of the trade shows? You know, hire a support person? Or is there something that I haven't thought of that I should try?
Wow, well, those are a lot of different strategies. So I guess it depends on what you're trying to achieve.
Andy?
Well, first I would
ask. It
always
comes back to me.
In terms of hiring, and this is something, Andy, I know.
I wouldn't hire.
Covered a lot. Counselor. Well, however, I would say this, and I think that we've said this a lot in Counselor. You should hire, if you are the company's top salesperson and you're spending too much of your time doing administrative work, then it is totally worth it, Andy, to hire a support person, don't you think?
It is, although I would just be careful. My hesitancy on that would just be to watch your cash flow and make sure that your cash flow can handle the expense that comes with the fixed cost of a new hire. You know, I would actually say that I would look at increasing your marketing spend. You know, if you're looking to do one thing for next year, I think that's a great way to go. You know, look at, you mentioned trade shows. That could be a good way to put your marketing budget to. Any sort of advertising, use of promotional products, you know, do self-promos, add those to your array of marketing plans for 2011. I think anything you can do that gets your name out there even more is all the better.
And then you really need that extra person to help with your administrative work because you're going to be having a lot more sales. Andrew.
Yes, indeed.
No, I think that, you know, if it's in the budget, I would go to a trade show because that's a good way to get those creative juices, you know, flowing again at the beginning of the year. You're going to see some new products. You have the opportunity to network with other people in the industry so you can really get off, you know, running. What do you say? Hit the ground running.
I agree. I'd also look at not just the industry shows, which you should definitely get to because, as Joe said, the product ideas and all sorts of marketing campaign ideas are really prevalent there, but also take a look at industries that you're targeting. You know, if you're trying to go after manufacturing companies because you're in an area that has a lot of manufacturing firms, then maybe there's a good manufacturing trade show that you can either exhibit at or at least go to see what kind of marketing needs that these companies have.
And if you decide to exhibit at one of those shows, please just don't stand behind your booth or sit down. Yes. You need to engage the attendees.
Sing?
You need to talk to them. You can sing if
even
you want.
Even if you
want
to sing.
Go ahead. I mean,
absolutely.
Anything that engages the attendees. A lot of people, when you go to these shows, a lot of booth personnel, they just stand there. It's like, how can you not try to engage someone walking by? So.
Yep.
And if you want to check out some good trade show ideas, go to AASIShow.com because, of course, we're going to have the big Orlando show on January 18th.
Right?
22nd.
No.
23rd.
23rd to 25th.
I'm picking up Dallas. January 23rd to 25th. We're
going
to feature Michael J. Fox as a keynoter, which we just heard him.
That's going to be awesome. And don't forget the peppermint twist off.
Yes. We're going to try to break the world record. Guinness is going to be there. We need 1,700 people to do the twist for 4 minutes, and we'll break a world record. So that's very exciting. I know that Michelle,
she's already signed up. She's number one on the
list. Dancing in a cage.
Well, we've got five of us in this room, so we actually don't need 1,700 anymore.
Anyway, Lisa, I'm sure that's more information than you needed, but thank you so much for calling, and good luck.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm on vacation that week. I think I forgot to tell you guys.
I'm actually going with you.
Oh, are you? Yes. Okay,
on line four, we have a frequent caller, Stanley. Hi, Stanley.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Do you have a comment about 2011 resources?
Yeah, well, one of the things we're fighting with in our own office is trying to figure out paperless versus non-paperless and using catalogs versus trying to use PDFs and, again, paperless using PDFs and just want to get your take on it.
Andy, what do you think? Should Stanley go paperless?
You know, I think it really depends on what your clients want. If you have any clients that, you know, get ideas and marketing campaign thoughts from flipping through a page catalog, then you might still need to provide those to them. You know, if you have some more electronic forward clients, then PDFs could work.
You know, I just did a webinar last week with four Mavericks, I would say, in the industry about marketing and sales, and they all agreed, all four of them, and this is archived on ASIcentral.com, that electronic catalogs are going to be the way to go, mm-hmm. that everything's going to be electronic.
And what about video?
Video as well. Big fans of video.
I mean, someone before calling asking if she should go to trade shows, I would say, you know, don't go to trade shows just to get ideas, but take video and send them to your client as, you know, ideas. Hey, here's what might work for your program.
Right, and that goes to Andy's idea about more marketing, too, for 2011.
All right, well, thank you for calling. Stanley, stay on the line for your Visa gift card, and have a great holiday.
Okay, you guys have a great holiday, too. One other comment is, speaking of video, one thing that we have gone to is we've gone to video email, and using video email, stay in contact with our clients, literally showing them their products and showing them things right live on video email has really helped. At least we've shown that our relationships have really increased with the clients that we have.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks so much again for calling, Stanley. And we have a caller on line one, Tim. Good morning, Tim.
morning. How are you all?
Good, Tiny thanks. Tim? I don't Happy think it's Tiny Tim. Everybody. Is this Tiny Tim?
No, this isn't Tiny Tim. It's the opposite. No, sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question for you. We have been in the business just about a year and a half, going on 2 years now. And last year went to our first ASI show, which was in San Diego, which was awesome.
Mm.
But it was a small one, we know. And we're heading to Orlando in a few weeks.
Ooh, best show of the year.
Yeah, and that's what we wanted to get any tips of the trade or whatever of anything, because we know it's going to be a lot larger show. Luckily, my wife and I are both going, so we can spread out a little bit. But any tips to hit as we hit Orlando there at the show?
I like Kathy's, the Advantages New Products Pavilion. That would be a place to always start.
Yeah, definitely. Did you notice that in San Diego, right? And before you get on the show? Okay, that's a great place to start. The other thing is, Michelle, how many distributors, make appointments with suppliers beforeholdto meet? Is that something that
Not
you
enough.
Recommend?
Not enough. More should do it. Yeah. Suppliers would love that.
They should.
They always give priority to distributors who make the time to set aside the time to want to meet with them.
Yeah, I mean, I would write a hit list of all the suppliers that
Absolutely.
You want to see and contact many of them before the show, and they will be happy to make appointments with
you. Yeah, meet with them and ask them also for specific ways and markets to sell their products to, because they have a lot of great case studies on hand for you already. And also, David Blaze was here speaking at ASI last week, and he said too many distributors just go around from booth to booth, scammy, not really putting any depth into their conversation with suppliers. Just they come back to the office, they have an onslaught of catalogs from just getting scanned by everybody. So as Melinda said, pinpoint which suppliers you want to meet with and target them.
Yeah, and have a list of a couple questions that you want to ask so that, you get some really good ideas out of
them. I like that. And then even sending an email to some of them that we have contacts with that we want to meet with.
Definitely.
Yeah, I would recommend that. And now, do you go to Education Day at the shows? Did you do that in San Diego?
Absolutely. That was awesome last year.
Okay, good. Well, Orlando is chock full of education. I don't know if you attended the new distributor track, which is a full-day course of slate of classes, but there's also, in the afternoon of Education Day, there's a two-and-a-half-hour million-dollar summit track for people who either are at the million-dollar sales level or aspire to get there. So that might be something of interest as well.
Great.
Don't forget the peppermint twist-off.
Oh, here we
because
go.
That's Yes, you're going to want to attend that. On
the peppermint what?
It's the peppermint twist-off. It's at the end of the first show day, we're going to have try to break the Guinness Book of World Records record for most people doing the twist at one time. And the best part about it is there's an open bar as well.
Ooh,
so you're going to hear a lot about that. Be sure to come and help us break the world record.
Well, look forward to it. ASI is awesome.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Stay on the line for your $25 Visa gift card.
Thank you.
And happy holidays.
You too.
On line four, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry thanks, Christmas Bob. To you. So do you have a question or comment this morning?
Well, I've been thinking about the paper versus electronic issue myself, and I think your stats show us that about 61% of the business we write starts with catalog, something like that. Mm-hmm. And that works for me. What I've been doing, though, is I'm changing how I'm presenting catalogs and flyers to clients. I'm giving them, full-line catalogs and saying, hey, put this in your reference drawer, and then when you're thinking about something, you've got some place to flip through. You remember back when you were a kid, I don't know if you guys did it, but we could look through the catalog and mark off all the stuff we wanted. Maybe Santa Claus would get the idea.
I'm sure the Sears
Michelle
catalog.
Still does that.
But I use the ESP a lot to focus in on particular products that they've identified. But invariably, I give a catalog, and they say, that's really cool, Bob, but can you do this? Well, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
So it really gets the creative ideas going. And as far as going to the trade shows, I always go up to the reps that are not swamped, mm-hmm. and I just say, hi, I'm Bob. What's new? What's exciting? What's selling? Give me your top 10 list. And they come up with ideas, and I come back to the office. I'm all fired up. I saw this at the show, and that's the greatest thing in the world, is to come back and say, I just talked to my rep at so-and-so, and they've got something new. I thought of you right away.
You know, one thing that I've found from talking to a lot of suppliers is when they talk to distributors at trade shows and they can kind of gauge if the distributors are real serious and they have, you know, their intent on doing business, that's the time to get them to do deals with you on self-promotion pieces, to get really, really inexpensive deals from the suppliers for that.
All right.
Yeah, what I've had people offer me is they say, well, would you like to do a spec sample? And nothing works better than a sample except getting the client's name on it.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Bob. Stay on the line for your gift card, and you have a happy holiday.
Thanks. You too.
All right. We're going to pause for a message from one of today's show sponsors, I Promote You. When we return, Kathy is going to tell us how to energize your sales force.
That's right.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday morning show, where we'll continue to take your calls at 215-953-4979. Now, Andy, you did a little dance during the commercial.
No,
when
it
I
was
said
like a pump. It was a pump you up.
He was getting us energized.
So. Yeah, it was a pump you up because Kathy's going to pump this room up. Here we go.
All right, Kathy, how can people
Make
energize
happen,
their
Kathy.
Sales force for 2011?
All right. Well, you know, the sales manager's role these days is cheerleader, psychologist, coach, and mentor as well.
It's a lot
so,
to do.
Yeah, definitely. But here are specific techniques sales managers can use to motivate their team and increase their success. First of all, a slow sales period, you can use that for training because salespeople are kind of at their wits' end if they're in a rut, if they're stuck for ideas, and training benefits them, and you know, they don't have a lot going on when it's slow, so try new things and new approaches during that time. Also emphasize relationships at every opportunity. Sales managers need to emphasize the value of relationships, and salespeople should make sure that in every sales situation they're truly connecting with the buyer. This means showing up with more than a brochure, like our callers were saying, or more than a catalog. You have to bring ideas and target your specific markets. Sharing good news. A sales manager should share positive research, positive results, positive strides the team has made to get salespeople out of the negativity, you know, the negative thoughts and into positive thoughts, because attitude really is everything. As cliche as that sounds, a little positive energy goes a very long way. And also, as a sales manager, you should do some ride-alongs with your sales team to let them know that you're in it to help them, you know, win sales, and you're part of their team as well.
Now, Kathy, your husband, Steve Houston, is a sales pro, right?
Yes, he is.
And he's listening right now, I believe.
He
so
is.
If Steve has any
What's
more
up, Steve-o?
Tips to recharge your sales team, Steve, call us right now, 215-953-4979, and you can give us your tips on there. How about also kicking off the year with a kick-ass, I don't know, can I say that on the radio?
Yes, you can.
Kick-ass
you just
incentive
did.
Program.
Yeah, you
definitely
did.
I see that incentive programs are really coming back big time, and I think now is the time where you talk about investments to really dazzle your sales team. Maybe you haven't, you know, had the big trip last year,
right,
or you haven't given away great merchandise. This is the year, I think, to really wow people.
Definitely, and as a distributor, too, you know, make sure that all your companies with sales teams have the promotional products to go along with those incentive trips, like imprinted cameras and frames and, you know, things like that, just a memento of their trip if they happen to make their quota and make the trip.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kathy. And Steve, we're still waiting for your call. Meanwhile, we are going to...
Steve is smartly
he might be
not
in the bathroom.
We are going to pause for a message from another one of today's show sponsors, BMAX. And when we return, Andy's going to give us some New Year's resolutions.
Oh, boy.
2011 is right around the corner, and as ASI celebrates its 60th year, BMAX Plastic also celebrates 60 years. When you think of brochure and literature holders, table tents, common boxes, and business card holders, think BMAX Plastics. Happy holidays. BEEMAK, BMAX.com.
Wow, Joe, were you a cheerleader in your past life?
I was not.
That was very impressive.
I'm just full of pep.
Way to go, Joe.
And jolliness.
All right. Well, everybody's making New Year's resolutions this time of year. What type of resolutions should businesses be making, Andy?
All right. I have a few. We'll put the rest from this article on our website. But the first one is to be proactive in 2011. Make changes. Take new approaches. Don't just, you know, try do everything like you've usually done it. So take new approaches and make the resolution to try new things. The second one is to stop doing anything that no longer makes a profit. Again, get rid of some of those so-called sacred cows that, you know, maybe your organization is kind of...
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Wow. That was a great sound effect.
Otherwise known as Melinda's sacred cow. Definitely get rid of those half-dead sacred cows like that one.
I'm from Nebraska. That's what cows really sound like. Okay. There's no moo.
Moving on.
You know.
There is indeed no moo. If you've learned anything from this show, it's that there is no moo.
Let's move on.
So don't do anything that is no longer making a profit. Focus on your most profitable things. The last one is to find your most valuable asset and make that the core of your business. Figure out right now, in the last couple of weeks of the year, what's the best aspect of your business, and then make that the core of just about everything you do. So if customer service is the best thing you offer, then tout that to in everything you provide. Tout that in your marketing plan. Make it part of your website. Take advantage of the things you do best and focus on those in 2011.
All right. Good advice. We're going to put that up on our website,
asicentral.com/radio.
Thank you very much. Andy, Joe, we haven't heard nearly enough from you today.
Okay.
Why don't you tell us about this whole Happy Meal debacle?
Okay. In Sacramento, California, there's a woman named Monet. That's her first name. Monet Parham, who is suing them over what she calls a sleazy marketing practices, because McDonald's puts those toys in Happy Meals. This is a quote from her. "We have to say no to our kids so many times, and McDonald's makes it so much harder to do. I object to the fact that McDonald's is getting into my kids' heads without my permission and actually changing what my kids want to eat."
I object to her stupid name. How's that?
We have the full story on this in Promogram today, and we don't editorialize there, but I will hear. This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, come on. You're a parent. Parents.
I don't say no.
But
you know how many times my kids have heard no?
To say no.
No.
You know?
Well,
how
just,
hard is it?
I mean, my 4-year-old watches, Disney Channel, and there's a commercial every 2 minutes. Oh, I want that. Oh,
right,
I want that.
Right.
I want that for Christmas. I want that for, hello. Well, don't you think, though, that watchdog group found, they just went looking for, a plaintiff to take this support.
Actually, the woman also works for a local government there. So she's sort of tied in. But it is an organization, a kind of activist group.
Yeah, Center for Science and the Public Interest.
Aren't they
the one
that always release, how much fat is in movie theater popcorn? And
One of the executive directors for the CSPI says one of the most insidious marketing practices, dangling a toy in front of a small child.
Oh, please.
I mean, it's so blown out of proportion here.
It's
like
ridiculous.
You said, you're the parent, you say no.
Well, McDonald's is saying that, too. They're fighting back and saying,
you know what?
We're going to do what we want to do. If we want to give out a promotional toy with a meal, we're going
to
do it.
They don't have to spend
money
on lawyers for this.
Law
and also,
or any sort of morality.
And
it's ridiculous.
And the CSPI is comparing this to the Joe Camel advertising.
Yeah, that's different.
Oh, come on.
No, in this instance, McDonald's is worse.
Cigarette smoking is illegal for kids.
Right.
McDonald's is not illegal.
Right. No, it's not. I agree that child obesity is an issue, and there are things that should be tackled. But this is overboard, for sure.
And also, by the way, McDonald's does have options in its Happy Meals. I mean, my girls actually get
apples
instead of fries.
Yeah,
so
but who's getting those? Really?
My daughters do.
Come on.
Yeah, they do.
All the other kids point.
Obviously
life.
Not.
Yeah. Look at
your
the kid,
child, Andy.
Look at the kid with the apples over there.
But, don't go into McDonald's
right.
if you're not.
Right. Be in control.
That's my point.
You're not.
Everything's always someone else's fault.
Perhaps Picasso should get a grip or whatever
Monet.
The name was.
Well, you know what a Monet is. A Monet looks good from behind, far away, and you get up and say, ooh, that's a mess.
All right. We're going to pause right now for our commercial for a message from ESP.
Attention suppliers, are your products updated in ESP and ready for the new year? Now's the time to send ASI's ESP classifying department your catalog so they can update your information in our system before show season. If your PDF is ready for the printer, it's ready to send to us. Email today at espupdate@asicentral.com or call 215-953-4377 with any questions.
All right, well, the holidays are almost here and our editors have assembled their favorite products for the week. This is our favorite things segment, and Kathy, how would you like to start us off?
Sure. My favorite thing of the week is the hoodie tee from Golden Goods USA, ASI 57695. It's a really cool, cutting-edge fashion hoodie tee, and it could be layered in the winter or worn alone in the spring, obviously. This would be great for teens, tweens, college bookstores, that demographic. And it's also custom garment dyed to match any color and garment wash for extra softness and made with eco-friendly ink. So give Jeff Skult, send him an email at jsculte@goldengoodsusa.com if you want more information or to place an order.
Kathy, I'll get you a hoodie tee for Christmas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That would be lovely. Or Jeff could mail me one.
Well, apparently your hubby
Jeff, you
was
hear that?
Too shy to call in, but he has emailed Michelle.
Are you serious, Steve? He probably, you know what? He probably BlackBerried from the bathroom.
Ah, yes.
Okay, too many Houston secrets
Let's
here.
Let's see what Steve's tips are. Be sincere. Okay, these are tips for starting off the selling right. season. Great. Be sincere. Is Steve always sincere?
Yes, he's very
honest. He seems
honest.
Very sincere. Mm-hmm. Be yourself. Mm-hmm. Set realistic expectations. I think that's very important.
That is.
Undercommit and overdeliver. And Steve says this will
Steve
establish.
Steve likes cliches.
Yes, yes. Anyway.
Use all the cliches you can.
Steve says this will establish long-term relationships that will be mutually beneficial.
That's right. He's taking a client out to dinner in Virginia tomorrow night.
Wow.
And this client loves him. They're like buddies.
Is he spending Christmas with the client too?
No.
He's not going to get home. There's a snowstorm coming up the coast. He's
going to get
snowed
in. Oh, whatever.
Well, those are great tips from Steve Houston. We also like to call him Pop Pop, don't we, Kathy?
Yeah, because he likes his coupons.
All right. Thank you very much for those tips, Steve. Let's move on with our favorite things. Andy, what's your favorite thing of the week?
My favorite thing is a rolled up fleece blanket. It's cold outside.
Baby,
right?
It's cold
Baby,
outside.
Baby, it is cold outside. You want to sing it or do you want to just
no,
move?
No, I'm fine. I've done my sound
You've
effect
made your
for
sound effect for
day.
The day. This comes from Crown Products, ASI 47700. It's rolled up 100% polyester fleece stadium blanket and would make a great item for youth sports programs or any tailgating event. Great for all sorts of outdoors and indoors activities.
But don't think about buying one for Joe because his whole family has already been outfitted in Snuggies. Is that
That's
right?
true.
That's right.
Or is it blankets?
I, on the
no,
other
we
hand,
have the, we
am,
have the real thing. We have the Snuggies.
I don't like the Snuggie, but I am a big fan of the fleece blankets.
I got this one.
All right.
No, I got this one.
Joe Haley, what's your favorite product
Snuggie
of the
Snuggie boy.
It is a keyboard protector, Kathy Duck. I brought mine.
Kathy You're Duck. Right.
Here, we'll move it over here. Wow. Wow.
So, this is actually a film, protective film that goes over top of a computer's keyboard. And what it does, it'll make sure that
model.
Dust and dirt won't get inside the keyboard. And if the user spills his Coke.
Can you Sorry, type with it?
You can type with it because you can actually
you
see
just
the
hit
keys.
Michelle
too,
in the
so
face.
Well, I thought
to
she would
pack.
Raise her hands and catch it, but she didn't.
I think I was just flummoxed that it was flying around the room like, you know, some sort of technological
Michelle
prophylactic.
Michelle is not so sporting.
Sorry, Joe. Tell us
That's
more
okay.
about the keyboard protector.
You guys had drinks and didn't invite me. That's fine. So anyway, it goes over time. It'll keep dust out, dirt out. It will keep water from penetrating keyboard. So if the user spills a Coke or Diet Coke, it won't get in there. It's also made of antimicrobial
or Bloody
properties.
Mary.
Or anything
so
else.
So germs can't grow on it. So what it's great for is training centers. So our designers were at a training session last week for 2 days, and they have to use someone else's keyboard. You don't know the millions of people with other germs that have typed on that. So those types of centers can provide these. Everyone comes in, they can put it down, they take it with them, and they can have their logo on it all the time. So this is from Pingline, and that's ASI 78137. So good for convention centers and the like, traveling sales reps.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Michelle, what's your favorite product?
Well, all of these products are going to be on asicentral.com/radio. Mine is wine from Celebration Cellars with the Rolling Stones tongue etched on the cover. Now, on the front
Who
of the wine
that
bottle.
You would like something involving the Rolling Stones?
Well, they
or
have,
alcohol.
They have many different
best of both worlds.
Variations of wine available. They have many different flavors for people who like Cabernet, for people who like Pinot, and different logos can be etched on it. But the Rolling Stones tongue, which is famous from the Sticky Fingers album that they put out, is just fabulous. So anybody who is, you know, a music lover or a partier or anybody like that would love this.
Music lover or partier.
Or partier.
Usually you're a partier if you're a music lover.
The ASI number is 44366.
All right. To check out these products
Can
online.
Can I say that curse word again? Steve says called in and said, pop, pop my ass.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, dear. I think we're going to get in trouble
it's
with
odd.
The FCC.
The
it's
FCC
odd.
Doesn't listen to internet radio, so we're
Thank
good to
goodness.
Go.
All right. You can view any of those products at asicentral.com/radio. Check out our editor's favorite things. Lastly, Michelle, a partridge in a pear tree is very expensive these days, I guess. We've got the latest on the cost of the 12 days of Christmas. Has it gone up from last year?
10.8%.
Ooh.
Guess
way
what the
more
most
than inflation.
Guess what the most expensive
huh?
thing is.
Well, wait a minute.
French hen.
12 Lords of Leaping?
No. Nor is it the drummer's drumming, which I would like. That's what I want as a
Maids
gift.
Of Milking, because it involves cows. See? Cows.
It all comes back to it cows.
Is the not. Five golden rings, because of the price of gold.
The five golden rings is one of them. The most expensive item is the nine ladies dancing for $6,294.03.
Oh, you can get them cheaper than that.
So the whole...
Really? And you speak from experience.
The whole price tag is $96,824.
Well, the whole 12 days of Christmas. The cost of Christmas has gone up way faster than the cost of inflation.
Yes, except the eight maids of milking you can get for $58 at a bargain basement price of $58.
Who crunched these numbers? I want
to
know.
I'd like to see Michelle looking.
All right, we are out of time today. Thank you very much to our sponsors, BMAX and I Promote You. And be sure to tune in next week when we can talk about Michelle's New Year's resolution. Have a great holiday, everyone.